Jazzy KJZY.
Happy New Year from Artemedica. We are dedicated to helping you look and feel your best in 2024 and beyond. With a wide range of services, including facial plastic surgery, injectable fillers, Botox, non-surgical body treatments, laser treatments, and spa treatments, our experienced team is here to provide you with exceptional care and results this year. In 2023, you recognized our commitment to excellence by voting Artemedica as the best cosmetic surgery in both the Healdsburg Tribune and North Bay Bohemian. Discover why we are the trusted choice for all your cosmetic needs this year. Artemedica has two convenient locations in Santa Rosa and one in Healdsburg. Trust Artemedica to help you achieve your aesthetic goals and start the new year with confidence and radiance. Call 707-577-8292 or visit artemedica.com to get started today.
I have had the most wonderful time. I am just pleased to be hanging out with you on a wonderful Sunday afternoon. I hope you enjoyed the music too. We now have 2 hours with Old Blue Eyes celebrating the legacy of Frank Sinatra. Joe Piscopo comes in live now from New York. Sundays with Sinatra begins right now on Jazzy 93.7 KJZY, Sebastopol.
It's Sundays with Sinatra.
I have discovered a young man whom I think is going to be a superstar. He's got good stage presence, great set of pipes. He's Italian. And he has a unique way with a phrase. But more than that, there's just something I like about the guy. You see what I think. You'll know what I think. Here's my new discovery, Joe Piscopo.
Happy Sunday, Joe Piscopo, Sundays with Sinatra. We're kicking right into A Man and His Music, the original 1965 first version of this television special on NBC. This is Mr. S pulling up in his Ghia. This song, before he had any song, he pulled up in a car, pulled up to a soundstage. It's a dual Ghia L64 hardtop, you know? And then he goes out of the car, parks it wherever he wants because he's Frank Sinatra, right? Walks in. This is what we see on the video. Walks into this huge soundstage, right? And you can see the shadow. It's a helicopter, kind of an overhead shot before they had drones. So it was an overhead helicopter shot, right? And then Mr. S walks up to these massive studio doors. And the door opens. And there's light behind him that shines in. So you can see the shadow of Frank Sinatra. And then he walks in. He takes his hat off, puts it on a stool, steps up to the podium. The boom mic swings in, and there's magic. Frank Sinatra, A Man and His Music.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in. I have said to myself this affair, it never will move so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin? I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats in my ear. Wake up to reality. And each time
his music, featuring the orchestras of Nelson Riddle and Gordon Jenkins, playing the music of the man called Sinatra.
I would sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice. Comes in the night, it repeats how it screams in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, no chance to win. Why not use your mentality? Wake up, step up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just because I've got you under my skin. Yeah, I like you under my skin.
Coolest opening of any television show. Anyway, I do not know why they cannot capture that these days. Hey, happy Sunday, Joe Piscopo, Sundays with Sinatra. Great to have you with us. This is so cool. If you go to SinatraShop.com, you could get this entire special that I'm going to play for you tonight. And it just humbles me to be able to go on the airwaves across the country and to present this to you, because I want, if you, I know we have a lot of young folks listening, and they could, I think, understand and appreciate the greatness of that era of the entertainer of the 20th and into the 21st century, Francis Albert Sinatra. Clearly, man, that was so, he pulls up in his car, parks anywhere, walks into the studio, puts his hat down, the boom mic swings in, you see it all, and he's in a three-piece suit, by the way. He's in a three-piece suit. When we went to Hoboken and we dedicated the statue, and I was it was a great, that's what Hoboken Mary was there, we were all there, Tina Sinatra was there, right? And we went and we done, the statue that Carolyn Palmer so brilliantly designed is with Mr. Sinatra with a three-piece suit with the hat, but it was three, and people said, no, he should be in a tuxedo. No, he wore a three-piece suit throughout most of the special, but we'll unfold all the music. We have a very special guest coming up next hour, Mr. Tony Desserre, who is just like a longtime friend, a jazz sensation, playing symphonies all over, he's at Birdland, and he's playing some great jazz clubs, and he's got a new album out, and we're going to talk to my dear friend Tony Desserre. But in the meantime, let's go back to Frank Sinatra as he sits and he talks and he just really was in front of the camera with such a natural demeanor. Frank Sinatra was, you know, here he was, a singer, really went into films, and now he tackled television. And the album was A Man and His Music, which was an absolute hit. In the meantime, the television show went on to win all these awards, including a Peabody Award. So it's Joe Piscopo. It's Sundays with Sinatra. We got a big night for you tonight. Live from New York, by the way, came in the rain, wanted to be with you live, because I'm very, very excited about this. So let's go back to Mr. Sinatra. We got a lot to get into today. And before him, there's a beautiful set. It's like a runway with wings. I don't know how else to describe it to you. It's like the 60s, man. They were so creative. A runway, and Mr. S is in the middle of all this, and he's got a stack of sheet music in front of him. It was like a prop of like that looked like it was 20 feet tall. Mr. S at the microphone, and he addresses the audience in A Man and His Music.
Without a song, the day would never end.
Now,
without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, he ain't no good no how, without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll, and I'll get along as long as a song
grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
Did you ever stop to think what the world would be like without a song? Be a pretty dreary place. Gives you something to think about. What I'm trying to say is that without a song, birds would be out of work. People would have to talk in the shower. And at a party, people would gather around the piano and say, "What's that?" Without a song, the name of this show would be Frank Sinatra, Man and His Card Tricks. So thank heavens there are songs. And there it is, by the way, the Frank Sinatra songbook. I think we sold one copy out of the whole stack to the big jolly green giant. Anyway, there they are. A lot of songs there. You know what the biggest question is that people ask me? What's your favorite song? Well, that's like asking me if I like steak better than I like ice cream. There are so many songs to choose from, it's hard to pick a favorite. But through the years, there were certain tunes that so beautifully written and constructed, and some others I felt more comfortable with than others. Great songs by Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hart, George and Ira Gershwin, Kahn and Van Heusen. Songs that sort of fit me like an old fishing hat or a comfortable pair of shoes. And in essence, I guess that's what this show is all about. Me and my music. Songs like this one by Ruby Bloom and Johnny Mercer.
Don't worry about me. I'll get along. Forget about me. Be happy, my love. Just say that our little show is over, and so the story ends. Why not call it a day? The sensible way, and still be friends. Look out for yourself. Should always be the rule. Give your heart. Whomever you love, don't you be a fool. Baby, why stop to cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can forget, don't you worry about me.
I'd like you to meet a friend of mine, folks. He's right over here. He was on an album cover with me once, a long time ago. Matter of fact, he's been a good friend. It's funny, when I first met him, I didn't like him. I was skinnier than he was, but I'm gaining on him. As a matter of fact, a lot of you young lovers I was singing to back then are probably gaining on him too. Married now, got a home of your own, house full of kids. Kids who are sitting in front of the television set taking bets on who I am. So for you kids, here's a brand new song from a middle-aged album.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui. Then I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne, mere alcohol doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some dig the perfume from Spain. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me to rip quickly through. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously you do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick. You give me a boot, I get a kick out of you.
...1965, A Man and His Music, Frank Sinatra, Joe Piscopo, Sundays with Sinatra. I just let it go. I wanted to just hear it. He was there. He's talking about a lamppost. That's what he was referring to. There you go. This is my friend, because he was famous in the early 50s and into the 50s. Mr. S would always be singing with the trench coat and the hat and a lamppost always nearby. That's who he was referring to. We come back. We'll continue with this great, great classic, epic, and historic original special from the NBC in 1965, A Man and His Music. Got a lot to get into. Special guest Tony Desserre live on the radio today. And you at 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. Give us a call. It's Piscopo live from New York, baby. Sundays with Sinatra.
It's Sundays with Sinatra.
Get ready for Valentine's Day and be impeccably dressed with a bull of a Frank Sinatra timepiece on your wrist, incorporating vintage designs with the iconic elements of the legendary performer. Mr. Sinatra's classic fedora and his signature are some of the standout details. The collection pays tribute to Bulova and Frank Sinatra's relationship dating back to the 1950s. Mr. S wore Bulova watches throughout his entire life. They sponsored the Frank Sinatra show. Today, Bulova honors Francis Albert Sinatra with watches named after some of his most beloved songs: Summer Wind, Young at Heart, Fly Me to the Moon. These timepieces come in both self-winding automatic or quartz movements, beautifully presented in special edition packaging inspired by a record player. Bulova Frank Sinatra watches. The full collection is available at Macy's and Macy's.com. Bulova watches mean I love you for Valentine's Day to that special person in your life. Purchase a Bulova watch today. Go to Macy's for the full assortment of gorgeous Bulova Frank Sinatra timepieces.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing bathing suit, the first thing they ask me, after they tell me how amazing I look, is where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your complimentary consultation with Dr. Tom, call 707-542-8346.
Let's stay young together.
Visit Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
The smoothest place on radio, KJZY.
This is Sundays with Sinatra with your host, Joe Piscopo, on Music Radio.
Joe Piscopo, Sundays with Sinatra, live from New York. Love having you with us. Let's go back to 1965. A Man and His Music, Burbank, California, with Mr. Sinatra.
It's been a lot of years and a lot of singing, folks. And if there's one thing I've learned, I think it's I've learned that when a song is right. Like the time that William Holden burst into my dressing room one day and said, Frank, you've got to record this song. It's a new song from a picture I just finished, and it's absolutely marvelous. So I listened to it, heard it, and said, Bill, that's the worst thing I ever heard. Forget it. It was some obscure melody like, dee-da-da-dee-da-da-da-dum-dee-da-da-da-da. Smart. You remember this one? There was a boy, a very strange enchant. I told that guy with the toga and the sandals to get out of town. And then there was a song like this. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, Mona. I don't even want to talk about that one. I could go on for hours giving you examples of my flawless judgment. But sometimes, through the years, I pick the winner. Like this song that Phil Silvers and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote a long time ago for a very little two-year-old girl. It's got a sort of a special meaning for me. Not because she's one of my daughters, but at the time she was about the prettiest little thing you ever saw. If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill. Each time I kiss her, believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and she makes it summer. But summer could take some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace. That's Nancy with a laughing face. Did you ever hear mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. She speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say, hello. Keep Audrey Hepburn, Miss Taylor and Turner. She'll make your heart a charcoal burner. No angel could replace my Nancy with a laughing face. Thank you. What a lovely song. It may seem a little personal, but it really isn't. It belongs to everybody. As a matter of fact, I've always felt that all songs belong to everybody. And what a wonderful moment it is when you get to sing them for a real, live, right now, breathing type audience. Man, it's really something.
Joe Piscopo, this is A Man and His Music, 1965. It's Sundays with Sinatra, live from New York. I see the phone calls. I love you. It's 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. Ava is at the board, and Matt Blaze is at the board in front of me. Ava's manning the, womaning, if you would, the phones, and Kevin Drosh, executive producing tonight. So we got a full show for you, and I'm so excited. I'm going to, when we come back, I'm going to go into a medley that you're just going to love. And he's got, it's Gordon Jenkins conducting this. And he did it live right in front of an audience, Mr. Sinatra did. A Man and His Music from 1965. I'm so pumped up about this classic, historic, and epic special that I'm able to do for you on the radio. Joe Piscopo, live from New York, and we're coming right back. I'll go to your calls when I can, I promise. Sundays with Sinatra. Hey, you got a second? Do you ever have any idea how bad sugar is for you? It causes inflammation, which can lead to various illnesses. Well, I found the solution, even for you. Lady, Sweetamine, a sweetener that tastes like sugar and provides 8 grams of glycine per serving. There's no carbs, no sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and it's great for diabetics. Use a packet a day in coffee, smoothies, or whatever. It tastes great. Get rid of your inflammation. Go to Sweetamine.com. That's Sweetamine.com.
One in every 5 businesses gets hacked. Why? Security requires identifying how many computers your business has. You probably don't know, and your cybersecurity team likely doesn't know either. Most companies underestimate their vulnerability points by 15% or more. Payment processors, printers, and other network devices. Arisin's Cyber Z Suite pinpoints and secures these devices and ensures total system coverage. Call Arisin 908-878-7717. 908-878-7717. Arisin 908-878-7717.
First 5 Sonoma County promotes the healthy development of all Sonoma County children from the prenatal stage through age 5. Approximately 60% of young children in our